To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I am an outdoor kind of gal. I absolutely love being in nature. It revitalizes me and it makes me feel so good. David, how about you?
You disconnect. I love it.
I disconnect.
You know, I start my day by doing a little bit of exercise of going around the lake, and I got to admit, I don't go outdoors as much as I probably should. I've learned a lot from our next guest, who's been sharing with me different ways to get outside and how to de-stress, how to reconnect with nature, how to even do some of the outdoor activities, and truly how it does help me from the inside out feel better, be in better health, and even look better. And so today he's going to talk to us about not only how to do all those things, but how to do them safely. So I want to bring on the show, our guest today is Wayne Petrovich, who's been on with us before, often known to many of our listeners as Crispy Critter, and we'll have to have him explain that at some point, but he spent 33 years as a first responder, as a fireman, a paramedic, a fire marshal, and today he's written a book, How to Disconnect from All of It, and talks about the adventures of long-distance hiking and all, and a lot to share. Anyway, I can go on and on introducing you, Wayne. Wayne, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, so good to be on the show again. Nice talking to you guys.
Well, share with us a little bit, because I'm sitting here talking about all the things you've taught me, but you want to talk to me about how doing it safely, and you've never shared with me how to do it safely. You just keep telling me how to get out there and do all these crazy things. Talk to me about it. How do I de-stress safely? I don't think he worried about my safety.
Well, I want to just go over a little bit about how going out in nature energizes our mind, body, and spirit. And in order to do that, I want to kind of bring beauty, health, and outdoor recreation together before we go into the safety part of it. Is that all right?
Please.
Sounds great.
Sweet. Okay, so outdoor recreation, it's the perfect exercise for the heart, and it improves the blood circulation. It lowers your blood pressure, helps lower the heart, resting heart rate, which is really important. And it rids the body of toxins, all this creating a healthier you. And the safety aspect of this, it always exercise with your physical and mental limits. You don't want to be a newbie going hiking and do 10 miles for that first day. You're just going to hurt your body and not want to do it. So good do point. It in increments, and as we say, take baby steps. And then drink plenty of water when you're out there. Even during inactive times, you want to drink a lot of water because it's good for you, 4 or 5 glasses a day when you're just inactive. And what that does, it maintains your body temperature, removes waste, lubricates your joints. And the beauty secret in that is it plumps up the skin cells to reduce wrinkles and other signs of aging.
So you're going to help. And you're going to help me be healthier and look better. I love it. I love it.
We could all use it. and then the big part of everyday life is stress. And by going out in nature, it helps us to de-stress. It reduces our anxiety, reduces our decompression, so that we can get on with our everyday chores. And the beauty secret in that is you're not biting your fingernails, so you have better looking hands.
Beauty tip from Crispy Critter. I love it.
Who would have thunk? Yeah. So, and the biggest topic of all, and everybody talks about it in the United States, and this isn't a pun, but the biggest topic is overweight or obesity. By doing an outdoor recreation activity, we're doing several things for our body. We're going to reduce our weight. We're going to tone the body, which makes anybody happy. We're going to feel more confident with ourselves and higher self-esteem. And it's just everyday life is going to be better. So then going to your question, how can we be safe and go outside? Start off with a plan, and by that I mean you want to let somebody know where you're going. You want to check the weather, make sure that thunderstorms aren't going to come and you're going to be stuck outside and become a lightning rod, which is not healthy.
Safety tip one, don't get hit by lightning.
Tip one, exactly. And then you want to let somebody know the plan, and you don't want to wander from that plan. So if you're going to be telling people you're going kayaking for a day and you give the itinerary, don't deviate and go somewhere else, because accidents happen. Even on a day hike or a day activity in a park, things can happen when you spend overnight, which brings me up to my other item that you should always, always carry no matter what you do, and that's your, it's like a cheap insurance, your safety kit, or the essential items to be outdoors. And in that, you should have a compass, a flashlight, some type of signaling device, like a whistle, fire starters, and it could be a lighter, cigarette lighter, or matches. Of course, we talked about hydration, the water, extra clothing, sun protection, and these are things that we should always have, like I said. And then you don't want to go out alone. And we all do it. I do it, you do it, and we do it at night. You should always try to come in after dark. There was a female friend of mine that went to one of the state parks here, and it got towards dark, and she hadn't gotten to her car yet. And she calls me up on her cell phone and says, Crispy, what am I going to do? It's getting dark. I didn't bring my flashlight. I didn't bring my 10 essential items. What should I do? And I went, are you talking to me on your cell phone? She goes, yeah. I go, use the light in your cell phone. And she goes, oh, brilliant. Oh my God, how dumb of me. And so then she got to her car safely, calls me up and said, thank you. I didn't think about doing that. And it's like one of the things I try to preach to be adapt, improvise, and overcome any situation that you're in.
Interesting.
And then you should carry ID and medical history. Be alert. Know where you are. A lot of times we're out there and we just veg out. You lose your landmarks. That's how you get lost. Or somebody is following you and you're not paying attention. Always see what's behind you. I'll look at your landmarks that are behind you. All this is going to create an atmosphere when you get back that you're just going to reduce your stress and you're going to practice the safety rules and you're going to zen out and enjoy your time outdoors. And all this is going to improve your flexibility, your strength, balance, which makes your motion more fluid and you become a more graceful you.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, Crispy, I had this, and David, this brings me back to a funny experience. Not funny at the time, but funny now when I was in college hiking with my boyfriend who had it all planned out. And we got lost and the tarp caught on fire and my shoe went down a mountain. And it was just a nightmare. We lost our everything. And I thought, guy, we were not prepared at all.
Okay.
And now I can laugh. At the time, I was crying.
Lisa, let me help you. Wayne and I already caught this. He planned to get lost. That was part of the plan.
I was so mad. Let me tell you, it wasn't.
It's like running out of gas.
We never get lost, only misplaced.
Yeah. Yeah. What about mosquito repellent?
I'm sorry?
What about mosquito repellent? That's a good one.
Yeah, that's always good to bring, especially here in Florida where the mosquitoes are always around. But now in the fall or early spring, the bugs aren't really out, so it's not. You have to be more concerned with sun protection. Always protect your skin. Always wear long sleeves and a hat. It's always good. And you always should bring extra clothing because for that misfortune that happens that you have to stay overnight, you would at least survive the night being warm and have some type of shelter to survive the night.
You're talking about long hikes. Let's talk about just even going around, you know, for me, the park or simple areas. We'll start with it. But still, some of these safety items we should carry. Do you post this on your website?
It is on my website. It's also in my book. And it's not only for long-distance hiking. If you're just going out for 5 hours to your local park, you should have these things with you because you could twist an ankle and not move. The whistle will help you alert people to you.
Okay.
Or if you have this.
We're going to run out of time, so I'm going to say go to crispycritter.com. He's got all this information. Crispy Critters with a K. KrispyKritter.com. He's also got a book there. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.